It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 22nd of September? Well, I do hope so. Today is the 265th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and in Mali, celebrations are going on. Today is their Independence Day, the day they gained their independence from France in 1960. Happy Independence Day, Mali! And today is the autumnal equinox in the northern hemisphere and the vernal equinox in the southern hemisphere. Happy spring or autumn, wherever you are. I'd like to hear from you about what September and October are like where you are living. Here it's back to school, the leaves are changing on the trees. Tell me what's going on in your part of the world. Write me at english.service@rfi.fr. I'll read your letters on the show next week, so put that pen to paper now. Coming up, listener letters and news, but first, the quiz. On the 18th of August, I asked you a question about NASA's Parker Solar Probe, which was launched on August 12th from Cape Canaveral, Florida, in the U.S. One of the instruments on board was French designed and made, and that was your question. You were to send me the name of that instrument. The answer is the magnetometer. The Parker Solar Probe will study the sun's atmosphere, or corona. The magnetometer will measure the fluctuating magnetic field in the sun's atmosphere. As Terry Duduc DeWitt, one of the scientists from the University of Orléans, where the magnetometer was developed, explained to RFI, our instrument will measure three components of the magnetic field. Together with the other instruments, which measure electric fields, particles, and other parts of the magnetic field, it can provide a global picture on what goes on in the solar atmosphere. The Parker Solar Probe is the fastest man-made object ever made. When it nears the sun, it will travel at some 692,000 kilometers per hour. I put a link on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page where you can track the probe's progress. The winners of this week's quiz are Amir Sohal, who's a member of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, and Jobayada Akhtar Jai, who's a member of the Nilshagor RFI Fan Club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. There are three RFI Listener Club members on the list this week. Brand new member Kwame Obeng Frimpong from Ashanti, Ghana. S.J. Agbula from Ekiti State, Nigeria, who I haven't heard from in a while. Welcome back, brother. And last but oh, not least, a beloved and faithful Sound Kitchen listener and this, I believe, essayist, Samuel Francis from sunny St. Catherine in Jamaica.
Hi, this is Samuel Francis from Jamaica, the tropical island in the Caribbean. Yaman.
Yaman, right back at you, Samuel. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I've got a sporty question for you this week. This past Sunday in Berlin, there was an amazing marathon win, a world record breaker by a runner. I want you to tell me his name and where he's from. What was his time? And what was the world record time he broke? And just because this man is so incredible, tell me the time of the second place runner, then you'll understand how fast this man is. Again, send in the name, nationality, and the running time of the man who won the Berlin Marathon on the 16th of September. Send in the name and the running time of the man who came in second in that same marathon. And send in the running time of the previous world record setter, which our Sunday runner beat. It was set 4 years ago by Dennis Kimeto. You have until the 5th of November to get your answer in. Be sure to tune in on the 10th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listener's Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen. And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Tell you about a great program that Shahinur Alam organized recently. Shahinur Alam is the president of the RFI Peace Fan Club in Bogra, Bangladesh, and is a doctor, a general practitioner. With five of his colleagues, they held a medical camp and provided free medical care for people who cannot normally afford it. In addition to Dr. Alam, there was a dentist, a gynecologist, an ear, nose, throat specialist, and an eye doctor. There are photos on the RFI English Club Facebook page. Be sure you check them out. And many thanks to you, Shahinur Alam, for your generous contribution to your community. In Pakistan, Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listening Club in District Chinio, has been planting trees with his fellow international radio fan, Ali Shahzad. Yay for the planet! Thanks, Ali. Thanks, Muhammad. You can see photos of them with their hands in the earth on the RFI English Club's Facebook page. I have someone else to thank, too. RFI Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada. He just sent me a big package of Canadian stamps to send to school students. So, teachers, strike while the iron is hot, as they say. The Sound Kitchen sends stamps and postcards to teachers all over the world for them to distribute to their students. If you're a teacher and would like a package from us, just write me at english.service@rfi.fr. If you'd like to donate stamps and postcards, write me at the same address and I'll send you our postal mailing address, which is way too complicated to say on air. Again, the email address is english.service@rfi.fr. We have new members to welcome to the general RFI Listeners Club. Elizabeth Magabe from Migori, Kenya. Joseph Babatuta Oduntan from Osun State in Nigeria, Suleiman Diba from Kaloli, the Gambia, Joachim Kiguli from Kayunga, Uganda, and Samur Mukhopadhyay from Kolkata, India. Welcome. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries. And if you win, you'll receive a premium prize.
I am Daniel Buren, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen.
Mother Nature has been on a rampage lately. All our thoughts go to those in the country suffering from the recent typhoons, hurricanes, mudslides, and flooding. Let us hear from you so we know you're safe. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doho for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. If you observed Oshura or Yom Kippur this week, I hope that your observance was spiritually enriching. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.